Well, hello, everyone. A belated start today for Packers Daily, giving you the afternoon session, or the evening session if you're across the pond. It's Friday. The Bears still suck, and the Packers are currently, as we speak, practicing for the final time this week in preparation for their showdown with the Bears on Sunday night. The one big piece of news probably is MVS coming up with an Achilles injury yesterday. Never like to see that. Look like, from what the video that was kind of circling around, sure seemed like a non-contact thing, so that's always worrisome. But he was at practice today, or he is at practice today, riding on the stationary bike off to the side. Everybody else practiced, which is encouraging, including Devontae Adams. So the Packers should have their star wide receiver ready to go on Sunday night. Obviously, with MVS possibly being down, it's a good time to increase the snaps for one Allen Lazard, one would think. So we'll see how that ends up playing out. There's zero doubt that all eyes will be on, obviously, the Packers offense and how they are able to operate against a Bears defense, which is obviously formidable. And they're dealing with their own injury issues. Namely, I know Akeem Hicks is battling a hamstring injury. I didn't see his latest update today, but I know he missed practice earlier this week. That would be a big stroke of luck for the Packers, because he was nearly unblockable last year and he was playing with basically one arm. So we'll see how things progress from there. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Sorry I missed you this morning. It's been a whirlwind 24 hours or so. But it's good to see everybody still jumping on in the afternoon. Joel, thanks for the super chat. What has happened to the run game? I think a big part of it is how teams are playing the zone scheme that the Packers employ. I asked Matt about it a couple days ago, and he mentioned, because I said, I think it looks like they're starting to kind of pepper in some different types of runs rather than just utilizing zone. We've seen counter stuff. We've seen angle blocks, more power looks. And as Matt pointed out, those kind of singular plays have been the ones that have broken best for them. I do think we'll see teams continue to try and the last couple games, the defenses have done a really good job of cutting off their cutback lanes, because, early in the year, whether it was Jones or Williams, whoever was back there was doing a really good job of letting things flow and develop, hitting their aiming points, putting their foot in the ground, and then hitting the backside alley and getting large gains off of that, or at least decent size gains. Teams now seem to be doing a really good job, a much better job of either having their defensive end or outside backer stay home, or dropping down a safety when they see it's a run, dropping down a safety to take away that cutback lane. Obviously a generalization. It's not what's happening on every play, but for me, looking at it, that's the one kind of constant thing that has robbed them of any real production there. What little production they've been able to get is actually from Jamal Williams just being able to bowl through guys. I just think they're going to have to continue to be creative in how they try and get their running game going. I do think, it's only a matter of time before they get kind of cooking off play action. You saw Rodgers open up the game with a lot of bootlegs. I think that's because they anticipated that from the Colts. And I think they can anticipate it from the Bears as well. If they're going to try and crash down on that backside for the run game, that should leave Rodgers ample opportunities on the bootleg game. So that's the trade-off defenses will be making, and hopefully the Packers are able to take advantage of it. Who have we brought in for workouts? Andrew, I know Rob Domofsky had it yesterday. The big name was Tavon Austin, former, seemingly been everywhere now. That would probably make a lot of sense as far as a kick returner goes. I don't know how much he would offer from scrimmage, but it'd be an interesting addition. Big B with the thoughts. What's up, Big B? How you doing, man? Let's see. Will you give my buddy Jack the Pack Attack McKenzie a shout out? Huge fan of Cheesehead TV. How could I not give Jack the Pack Attack McKenzie a shout out? Come on, with a name like that, go Pack go, carry the G. Thanks for watching. Single coverage, yeah, Brandy. That should lead to single coverage if they are committing to the run. The problem is they're showing lots of too high looks for the most part. and then rotating at the last second. Do I think there are additional extensions prior to the season's end? I guess there's a chance, John. I think they'd probably like to, because that way they could put some of the hit onto this year's cap rather than next year's. But I don't know. I'll be surprised. I think it'll take right up until the deadline this offseason, the start of the new year. So in the spring, probably. Can Tavon be used as a motion guy? Absolutely, Joey. He could 1,000% kind of, maybe not, obviously not take the place of Tyler Ervin, but do many of the same things that Ervin does. No doubt about it. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. It seems to be eluding me here. I feel like that bootleg pass to Sternberger is open 120% of the time for 5 yards or more. The Bears still suck. Carry the G. That's perfectly stated. Yeah, I think you saw that big run that that Jones had where Sternberger's out in front and obliterates the guy. I think most teams are expecting when he comes across formation like that, a lot of the times it's after the Packers have utilized plenty of runs featuring that action. And so whoever the backer is or the safety just kind of is already like, oh, here he comes to block. And then he just keeps running and he's open. So yeah, I think as you state there, that has been open almost every single time. Of course, he had the brutal drop there. I think it was week 2 or 3. But since then, he's been very sure-handed on it. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Meant to be laid back fun. Who is your Packers Mount Rushmore? I got Lambeau, Lombardi, Wolf, and struggling with the fourth. Well, you go Lambeau, Lombardi, Wolf. You got to go Harlan, because Wolf isn't there without Harlan. And Harlan is the one who had the foresight and the vision to kind of recreate and reimagine what the front office looked like, because it was absolute shambles. And Harlan was around for a long time. You got to watch why it became shambles and was smart enough to make the decision to hire Ron Wolf and give him all the authority in football and let him know that the board wasn't going to interfere. So if Wolf is on there for your Rushmore that you've put together here, you've got to put Harlan on. He's got to be the fourth. I won't give you mine, though, because it's an exercise in futility. Why we didn't run the ball that much in the Colts game is the thing I'm still not getting. I don't know. I've heard this quite a bit, and I didn't sense that they got away from the run so much as, you know, when they did utilize it, it wasn't incredibly productive. They did get broke some nice ones, but also you got to remember a lot of those times they'll have runs called. And if you know, they see a matchup that they like, or Rodgers reads whatever at the line of scrimmage, he'll get out of it, or he'll have a check with me, or he'll have an adjustment. You know, I'm with you in the sense that, like, yeah, I would prefer they, you know, stick to their guns, so to speak, especially for an offense that, you know, talked all offseason about everything is married off the run and how it opens up everything else with the playbook. I hear you there, but I have a hard time killing them for it. Andrew, you satisfied of our potential 2021 offensive line? I mean, yeah. I mean, man, it's the NFL. It's not for long. Who knows? Let's beat the Bears. I don't care about next year's offensive line this week. Gus Bradley is the next DC. Steven, I can see it. Sorry if this is off topic. We live for off topic here. Jalav 9. Some of these names are great. But can you find, whoa, where'd you go? But can you find any reasoning on Aaron Jones' lack of involvement the last couple of weeks? Yeah, they did the exact same thing last year, and it worked really well because they want to limit any possibility of overusing him and save him for the stretch run and into the playoffs. It worked beautifully last year. They're doing the same thing this year. I know it's frustrating. I took this question a couple of times on Twitter. I know it's frustrating in the middle of games when, you know, maybe they're struggling on offense or they're not, you know, explosive, and you know what an asset he is, and you know how much more efficient and explosive they are on offense when he is out there. But they are limiting they have been limiting his snaps for that very reason. And like I said, it worked really well last year, and I suspect it's going to work really well again this year. Don't forget, Jones already this year has missed time, but has missed plenty of games throughout his early NFL career here. I think the Packers are being smart in how they utilize it. Did I miss your thoughts on the new Mandalorian episode? No, you didn't. I've been trying to keep it under wraps because it is very, I mean, most Mandalorians are kind of sidetrack stories, and they maybe touch on the overall narrative. This one is very, very heavy in the actual pushing forward of the kind of story slash narrative. So I'm going to give it some time to simmer. I've already seen some people complaining about spoilers on Twitter. So I loved it. Non-spoiler kind of note would be, I love Dave Filoni as a writer, not a fan of the way he directed this episode, at least in the sense of his working with the actors. It's just way too fucking drawn out and slow. And I think part of that may be stylized, but man, you could drive trucks through some of the pregnant pauses in the dialogue. Just have them talk. There's talking like humans or like alien beings, but they're speaking, they're communicating. Not everything is like, I have come to the grocery store. He has come to the grocery store. Like that was, oh my God, come on, let's go. That was my only note, but otherwise I loved it. Zol, thanks to the super chat. 500 to 600 staff members being allowed to watch the game. Think it brings extra juice to the team. We'll see. I hope that just having an atmosphere brings juice. I don't think that people in and of themselves will do it, but hopefully because there are people in the crowd, the stadium will actually come to life a little bit in the sense of maybe they actually, you know, play some music, put some stuff on the Jumbotron, you know, actually give it some life in the building rather than just have it be a corporate ad, which is what it's been during these last couple of games. So that's what I hope. I promise you still it's all right. Landon, thanks for the super chat. What's up, Nags? Green Bay getting healthy at the right time. Lazard, King, Swerve. You like Green Bay's chances of winning out as much as I do. Let's beat the Bears, right? Yeah, they're getting healthy. Unfortunate injury to MVS yesterday, of course. We'll see how that plays out. But yeah, absolutely. Can this team go on a run and win it? 100%. No question about it. There's a long way to go, though. A lot of ball game left. Is Irvin back? Yeah, Ryan. He was back earlier this week. Go Pack Go from Virginia. What's up, Lloyd? How you doing? Pumped for this game. It's going to be a big win. Man, yeah, I hope so. I want it to be. Obviously, I want to kick the Bears' ass whenever we play them. But I get the sense that Packers fans think this is just going to be like the Packers' role. And I don't think it's going to be that at all. All you got to do is go back and look at that game last year in Lambeau against the Bears. That was no cakewalk. You know, I know Mitch Trubisky is a joke and they've done nothing on offense, but their defense just needs one turnover play and then a special teams play where they decidedly have the advantage and they're off and running. I mean, this is no gimme at all. Dustin, who is your Mount Rushmore of Packers with Will in their names? Mine is Jamal Williams, 1,000-year-old Tremont Williams, Willie Davis, and Willie Wood. I love it, Dustin. I have nothing on that. Joel, thanks for the super chat. Oh, I forgot to mention, cut J.K. Scott and re-sign Drew Kayser. Oh, no. Damn. Cold. That is cold. I mean, I don't know, but maybe. Not playing the Bears until now this season is so odd. Yeah, Brandy, right? And then we play, you know, now we, of course, get them twice in the last kind of month plus of the season. It is weird, right, to have had to have waited so long to get at least one Bears game in. I mean, I'm for it. I kind of like it. You know, it's cold now. It's Bears, Packers weather, you know, for the division. I'm all in, man. I like it. Walter, thanks for the super chat. Is Seth Roberts signing going to be similar to Grant's? Yep. I don't know what else to tell you guys. Yes, he's there as an emergency fill-in while he learns the offense and gets acclimated to the program. You know, maybe he gets up this week, but I think they'd probably bring up that kid whose name is escaping me, the undrafted free agent who they got from Colorado. I'd probably bring him up before Seth Roberts in any meaningful way. Oh boy, I'm going all over the place. Preston, thanks for the super chat. If Mike Pettine played Uno, would he play press coverage on second or third and long, as well as more base to stop the run on draw 25 or draw 25? Preston, I don't know. That's a very involved metaphor there. I can't wrap my brain around it, but it's pretty good. Seems like our D lacks physicality and some nastiness that other top units possess. Is that due to coaching or players, and what can fix it? Joe, it's been a thing in Green Bay forever. I don't know if it's because of the types of guys they target in the draft, what they preach or teach in the meeting rooms, but there is zero question. There is a difference in attitude. There's a difference in physicality. There is a decided lack of the quote nastiness, the playing to the echo of the whistle. I have to think it's a culture thing. There's the only explanation. And it's a deliberate kind of path that they've gone down, you know, which is fine. Okay, you've brought in the good guys, you've brought in Packer people, but at some point you need somebody who can clean somebody's clock. And I think Kamal Martin is the closest thing they have to that right now. He just needs to get on the field a whole hell of a lot more. Any Black Friday sales at Cheesehead TV? Go back, go and F the Bears. Yes, Keith, if you buy anything today in the Cheesehead TV store, you will get a personalized video from me thanking you for the purchase. I don't know if that's incentive, but that's the deal. So you have throughout the day, anything placed today on the 27th? It's marked on the 27th. I will go through and every single one, I've already got a bunch I got to get through, but anybody who purchases anything today will get a personalized video from me in their email. So there you go. Winfrey. Thank you, Dave. I couldn't remember Winfrey's name. Exactly. Juan Winfrey. Why doesn't anyone ever mention that Jordy didn't come on until late in his third season? Oh, Justin, because people are too busy bitching. I already saw stuff about the draft today. And as you guys know, I made a promise. I'm not talking about the draft anymore. It is in November, almost December. The draft was in April. I'm done with it. I'll talk about it this offseason. I'm not saying you're trying to get me to talk about it, but I'm done. I'm so over it. Like, yo, you want to bitch about the draft? That's over there. Over here, we're going to be rooting for the Packers. It's cool. But that's kind of why. Petten can't light a candle. Okay, Lewis. I'm not quite sure what that means, but sure. Did he just like, anyway, I'm going to be quiet. Will the new punter they brought in get to compete with JK Scott? I doubt it, John, since he got cut the day after the game. He was just there as an emergency fill-in in case. Stam, thanks for the super chat. I always believe Billy Turner is a bit overrated, especially given his contract. Thoughts? Whew, baby. I know that was kind of prevalent early on, but I said earlier this year, I may have fallen into that category at one point, but I certainly don't now. He has proven his contract was absolutely up to snuff with the versatility he has given them. Is he the best left or right tackle in the league? No, but the fact that he can step in there at a moment's notice in any game and play guard, but like he can play either tackle position and play guard. I mean, you look at those salaries around the league, comparatively, he's probably a bargain at this point. He definitely will be by the time the next new media rights deals come out. So, yeah, no, his contract is A-OK. Maybe Petten needs to go back to the booth instead of being on the field. Ha ha. Well, yeah, I mean, every little thing, right? Who knows? I mean, he did say when we asked him, you know, when he first got to town, why he liked being up in the booth. It was because he liked seeing how coverage were playing out. Maybe he's missing that. Maybe he doesn't see guys playing 20 yards off. Don't get me started. All right, guys, I'm going to have to get going because LaFleur is going to talk here in a little bit. Thank you so much. Sorry I was late today. Please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and join us Sunday night. Corey and I will be live for the pregame show and then the watch party right here on the social channels. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you for supporting Cheesehead TV. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving holiday. I'll see you guys Sunday night. Thanks so much. Tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.